Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for not following the school supply list.
I need to hear the whole thing first, because honestly, I got thoughts. And we're only sending our child, our oldest Sammy, 4 years old, to school for the first time. So we ain't even bought school supplies yet. And I already got thoughts.
All right. Well, she wants to know if she's the jerk, because I do agree, like, the school supply list comes out and you're like, what is this? Mm-hmm, you know, like, do I need 90,000 glue sticks? I don't know. I guess so. But I digress. Okay. I'm just going to read this. Am I the jerk for not following the school supply list? Allie and DZ. My kids are 8, 10, and 11. Every year when school starts up, I try my best to follow the school supply list and get everything. But years of this has me ready to crash out. Why, in all caps, why am I buying so much? $150 later per kid, and I have $50 as a Kleenex and 20 Expo marker packages? Make it make sense.
I mean,
so I stopped following the list and I've had enough. I only bought about half of it and things I think they need.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you made your own list, basically.
You basically made, you made your own list. Am I the jerk for not following the school supply list?
Dog, and I get it. I definitely hit a point where my mom was like, we're not buying you Kleenex for school.
It's crazy. She signed it, not ashamed, Anya.
Oh, well, we about to be on your neck then.
Yo. Okay, back to what you were saying, because the school supply list will trigger a lot of people, because you are buying so much for the school, and you're like, what the hell?
And Anya's got three kids, so it's not like she's just couple one-offs.
I mean, I've talked about, thank God Owen and Hudson's stepmom bought them this year, because I know they spend at least $300, at least, for the two. I know, at least. At least.
And the older they get, the more expensive it gets, because then you got to get the graphing calculators and the different three-ring binders, and then you need manila envelopes.
And then you
got
to go to Staples for every type of folder in red, green, blue, yellow, and I'm like, I can't.
Lord of mercy. Okay.
I cannot.
That being said, though, my wife, Erin, is also a teacher.
And bring this up.
Everything goes on the school list for a reason. Those supplies are things that aren't being purchased by the school.
Right.
That if they're not purchased by the parent, they have to then be purchased by the teacher.
Right.
And that's not compensated for. Right. So when you have these programs kind of like Donor Choose and stuff like that, they're trying to offset that.
Right.
So that all of these kids go to school with all of the things
donated
that they do
to those.
Need.
But it's ridiculous. When I got my own bills and now I got friends of friends sending me their teacher list, and I'm like, Okay, hold on. This is crazy. And yet I'm paying my taxes. Which go right to the school, but it's never enough.
But these smart boards, baby, I'll tell you. I'm not getting into where funds and how things are managed in school systems, whatever, because that's not my role. That's not my chair. That's not my problem.
Well, you pay taxes, but that's another argument for another day.
Exactly.
So, yes.
As far as the school list goes, I think you need to be buying what's on the list.
Because you see your wife, it's not like they just put stuff nobody needs.
Correct.
But it's crazy, man. And then you go in and you send in 9 things from Costco or Sam's of Lysol wipes or whatever. In the middle of the year, they're like, we're out. I'm like, how can you be out?
That I do agree with.
Where did they go?
Where did all the crayons go?
Where are the pencils I bought? I bought 300 pencils.
As a parent, you go, I don't want to get my kid the 64-color crayon box because they're never going to color with all 64 of them bad boys. Right. They're probably going to go into some community bin, and my kid's never going to actually get to use his own things. School systems, actual buildings, they all might differ on how things are broken down, but the school lists are the school lists for a reason.
Somebody said teachers pay taxes too. I'm not mad at the teachers. I'm mad at the system and how messed up it is, you that guys. Part. I love the teachers. They're doing what I'm not going to do. Thank you very much. I have no interest. So thank you. But at the end of the day, what the heck? Is she the jerk for not following the school supply list? Oh, people are going off. Fiera from Milwaukee said, not the jerk. I have 4 kids and I'm not helping fund everybody else and their children's school supplies. I barely have enough money to pay for my own kids.
That's the misconstrued thought. You're going, these are things that my child only is going to use. They're in a communal setting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is a community setting
and
that
that's
we
what
send
you're
our
buying them for.
And that's what you're buying them for. You need to understand and remove from thought that, oh, I bought my kid this pair of scissors, only they can use it.
Right.
It's not going to be the case, and y'all got to stop thinking that way.
We're definitely going to have some teachers call in today. 414-533-1037. It'd be great to have some parents and some teachers on the phone for this one.
Yeah.
And see what every side has to say, because she wants to know if she's the jerk for refusing to follow the school supply list. Not ashamed, Anya said, I ain't doing it. I'm not buying Expo marker packages anymore.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, people are mad, and I don't blame them, actually, because to each their own. Julia from Franklin texted and said, hey, Allie and DZ, as an educator, I have to say she's the jerk. I know that school supply lists have gotten out of hand, but those supplies are most of the time desperately needed.
Yeah,
okay.
That part.
Well, let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song a long time ago. She's been a theme song holder for 2 years, maybe
Basically,
3, 4?
OG.
Actually, more than that.
Yeah, more than that.
Actually, like 5. Pre DZ.
Yep.
No offense.
No, none taken.
Hey, girl.
She's an OG.
Hey.
I forgot.
Yeah.
You go way back.
It's like four.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 years
now. Because DZ and I are about to have our 3-year anniversary.
More OG than me.
Oh.
Wow. So it's more than that, girl. It's more than that.
Cool.
All right, Lisa.
We're like officially married, I think, now.
Well, married?
Yeah.
Not on paper, just... Not you know, emotionally.
Allie doesn't have any interest in getting married, so get me out of that one, please, God. All right, thank you, Lisa.
I look like jump the broom, Mary, not like you got to pay taxes, Mary.
Okay. Is she the jerk for not following the school supply list? Not ashamed Anya has had it. She said, it's too much. I'm not doing it.
No way she's a jerk.
Come on.
Okay, I'm not an educator, so I can't speak from that side of it, but from a parent side of it, it is. It's ridiculous. Like, please tell me why my 8th grader needed 700 index cards.
Wait, that's what they needed? 700?
700. She's in 8th grade. What can you possibly do with 700 note cards in 9 months?
You can use them for
studying. I mean, it's crazy.
For speeches.
The only reason I bought them was because they were like 75 cents a pack.
Oh, well, see, now it came out. Now it all comes out. That's okay.
All it is for a loose leaf paste piece of paper.
But it adds up.
Yeah,
so you go in there and you got to get 700 and now how many? Yeah. So, and then it all comes together. I always think this when I'm buying tissues and Lysol wipes. And then the middle of the year, I'm like, again, we need another round.
Then the notebooks they never go through
the notebooks,
completely.
They come home with full notebooks. I'm like, why did I get this?
I still got full notebooks.
We have a drawer at our house that they come home at the end of the year and just put in all their leftover supplies in that they never used.
So you even get some of that stuff back. What are y'all complaining about?
That's good. I don't get it back, but okay.
Because we don't always get everything back. And I get that, like, there are some people that maybe can't go and buy them, and I'm happy to, like, contribute that way. But for the parents that are just being, like, maybe a little bit lazy about not going, oh, someone will have a notebook for her, or someone will have whatever. Like, no, I don't want to have to buy that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you'll never know you're making up for the other parents. The teacher's right. not going to tell you that.
And but as they get older, I do have to say yeah. the supply lists do get better. It's the elementary school and younger that, I mean,
it's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Now, I agree.
Like, now it's just notebooks, paper, pencils, and pens. But
Owen's going into eighth, and Hudson's going into sixth. And Hudson had two bags. Owen had one. Like, when they came, there was two full yeah. bags for Hudson, one for Owen. So it does get smaller.
Ain't all the glue sticks in Owen's.
No, we don't need any of that garbage anymore.
I didn't buy the glue sticks. My eighth grader needed glue sticks. I said no.
Yeah, because we come home with 900 of them.
Kids are wasteful. We do know this. Kids are wasteful.
But I want to help the teachers.
Owen needs 700 note cards, though?
You know what? I don't know his stepmom bought him, so who am I to talk right now? Okay, bye, Lisa.
Okay, bye.
Quick exit.
I have bragged multiple times about their stepmom buying the school supplies. I feel very excited about this as I'm hearing all the trauma we go through with school supplies. Mm-hmm. Well, Allie is calling in Milwaukee, and she is on fire because she is a teacher. So move over, Lisa. Hi, Allie.
It's hot. Morning.
Good morning. Girl. Good morning.
Lisa said not the jerk. I assume you're going that way or no? I'm kidding.
Because I have to pick one or the other, I'm going to say jerk.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Explain.
However, there is, right. So, yes, there, I need to preface with, at the end of each school year, teachers get together and look at the next year's supply list.
I was going to ask how you do this.
Did we really need all of these glue sticks, right? Did we really need all of these things?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Well, at least that's how it is in my district. I don't know how it is in other districts.
Sure,
right.
Sure,
but
fair.
We all get together and we're like, do we need this? Do we need that? What changes do we need to make?
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I will have to say jerk because we do it. We put the time in to say, yeah, you do need three notebooks. Mm. And the reason is because we're trying to teach your kid how to effectively take notes and organize their information and like all those things. So it's like all of your writing is going to be in your writing notebook.
Well, and
don't put it in your science notebook.
Do you feel like we're being ungrateful as parents when we throw these fits? Do you feel like, man, I put time in to make this list and try to help your kids every day, and then you want to complain?
Set them up for
like,
success.
Does that just irritate you, or do you roll that off your back?
Yeah.
No, it does, but at the same time, it's like, I get it. Like, I understand. It's hard, especially when you have multiple kids in multiple grade levels. Because each grade level is different,
yeah.
Right? So it really does depend on which grade level. And like, yeah, then maybe they did need 700 note cards because they're going to be making flashcards throughout the entire
maybe,
year, right? Or they're going to be cutting it up and doing something else with
who
it.
Who knows
like,
what?
It sounds like a lot.
What's the trade-off?
What do you do
when you don't get those things purchased? Do you, like a lot of other teachers, go out and then buy them? Because so many people don't buy the whole list. We just know this is a fact.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
Correct.
Yes. You buy it yourself?
Yes. Yeah, I do. So what I do is, like, in a couple weeks when all the school supplies are, like, down to nothing and they're all on, like, 10 cents, you know what I mean? Or, like, in January when it's super cheap, I stock up and I just put it in my classroom.
Smart.
Well,
I do buy it. I do go out on my own and buy it.
Okay. Allie, I want to read one text. Bethany from Milwaukee said, what about gallon Ziploc bags? Not once have I ever seen something come home in a Ziploc bag, and my daughter said she's never used them, yet we have to send them. Are they even for school?
Okay, so I can answer that. In
Thank
my
God.
Classroom, yes. In our school, we use them for all of your extra school supplies are going to go in one of your gallon Ziploc bags.
Oh.
And then throughout the year, like we have like special events that like we will use the gallon Ziploc bags to put all of the supplies that we will
it's
move out of the classroom.
Allie, this is
so it's like a temporary thing, right?
It's
like
all being used,
you're
going to
need a notebook, some crayons, some markers.
Okay.
Pencils,
oh, she's on
whatever.
I have an idea, Allie. You got to stop because
she's
I have
on
an
one.
Idea. We're in the middle of Am I the Jerk, and I could talk to you about this forever. So I have an idea. Another day this week, we need to have teachers on and ask them why we buy certain things. Could we do that?
Oh, I'm ready.
You could call in. Whoever wants to call in later this week, we'll do it, and I will shout out things like Ziploc bags. Why? And I want you guys to explain to us, and then we can all go home
happy.
We'll
get a whole panel.
Yeah, we're going to get a panel of teachers. It's happening this week.
I leave it with one note, though. Please let me comment on the Expo markers. Please send them. We use them literally every day for multiple subjects. Please, if there's nothing
teachers
else.
Teachers are triggered. I can't even get her off the phone. She's like, no, and another thing.
The Expo markers are for the teachers, not the kids. That's what she's saying.
I get that.
No, it's not. It's for the kids.
Liar. Bye, Allie. Liar.
Bye, Allie. She's like, and another thing.
And one more thing. Send the Kleenex too. The ones with aloe for my nose. I mean, the kid's nose.
Carrie in Waukesha. Let's go to her. It's her day two, and she's a teacher. Ooh. So another one. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
Oh, Allie was on fire.
I think I know where this one's going to go with Carrie. I mean, being a teacher.
You might be surprised.
Well, what you think?
I actually, now I'm a former teacher, so I don't fit that category anymore.
Okay. Former? But, oh, so she's going to set it all out there.
She said there's a difference.
But I'm going to say not the jerk, but I would say just make a discretion as to, like, what's being purchased, because you don't need 12 glue sticks just by half. Or just say, hey, like, I'm going to get these items for now, and then if your teacher emails you to say, can you please bring them, just bring them.
Okay. If the teacher
if the teacher follows up and says, hi. Hi, Anya. You forgot the glue sticks. Could you send those
in? Running a little short, you guys.
Then you go, shoot, they really need them, and then you send them.
I received that fully, though. Yeah,
well,
I can respect that,
too. Somebody texted in and said, jerk, these teachers are already grossly underpaid to be buying your kids' supplies. I don't want them buying my kids' supplies either, but I don't want to buy them either.
The school system should be able to have these things on deck and ready to go.
They said they have our kids all week. Yeah. Give them everything they ask for and then some. The long school list is far less than months of daycare. Look.
That I agree with.
You act like I don't contribute to the school system at all. I mean,
jerk, don't come for my neck.
Come on. Your wife's a teacher. All right, Carrie.
You used to be on that panel.
Yeah, you know what? Noted. You're on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, we're going to need a panel of teachers, and they're going to tell us why we have to bring some of these things. I love that idea. All right, Carrie, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day three.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one.
Bye.
You too. Much love. Bye.
I knew that was going to trigger people.
Wow.
So wait, not the jerk. No way.
Yeah, dog.
I'm scared this one's going to go nuts on Facebook. The teachers are going to go crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.